This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
It would be a great help to me if you kept your song sheets open at that reading we had from Matthew 1 as we think about the true story of the first Christmas. Well, who here enjoys Christmas? Most of you, I think. Well, what things do you like about Christmas? What things do you like? Yes? Presents. I like presents too. Yes? Jesus. We'll come on to that again in a bit. Food. I love food. Yes? Decorations on the Christmas tree. They're great, aren't they? Yes? What was that? Garages. Yes. Maybe that's just the Glynn family. Yes, what do you enjoy about Christmas? Carols. We all enjoy singing carols. There are loads of things to enjoy about Christmas, aren't there? Turkey, stuffing, presents, carols, Queen's speech, log fires, family coming over, Christmas films, and so on. Now, Christmas is great, and I love it. But I wonder where it would rank in the highlights of our year. Perhaps it might be top, but then suddenly we remember our birthday party or our summer holiday. But where would Christmas rank in important events in history? Well, Matthew, who wrote this true story we're looking at, wants us to realise that Christmas and the events that followed in Jesus' life are the most important events in the whole of history. And we can see that by the names that the baby is given in the passage. Did you spot them? The angel tells Joseph to call the baby Jesus. And Matthew tells us of another name, Emmanuel, that was given hundreds of years before. Well, nowadays people don't give much thought to names and the meanings of names, but in Jesus' day, meanings of names were really important. Now, my wife and I have just had a little baby boy, and we spent ages trying to come up with a name. At one point, I was keen for Phoenix, Hercules, Danger, Nash, but then sense prevailed. But as we trawled through the websites, it did throw up some strange meanings for names. So are there any other Thomases or Toms here like me? Any Thomases or Toms? I can't be the only one. There we go. Excellent. Well, Thomas apparently means twin. Any Williams? Does it mean noble and handsome leader? Well, not quite, but close. You are determined and resolute protectors. Olivers. Any Olivers or Ollies? Apparently it comes from Elf Army. This is what the websites say. And other highlights included Kennedy, meaning ugly head. Byron, meaning place of the cow sheds. And Barbara, meaning strange. Well, whilst these meanings are a bit silly, the opposite was true in Jesus' day. The first name that we see is Jesus, which means the Lord saves. Did you see that in the passage? You were to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And that's the first thing we're looking at this morning. Jesus is God for us. If you've got the passage in front of you, you'll find it in verse 21. Jesus has come to save his people. One present I got a while ago for Christmas was this. It's called the Worst Case Scenario Handbook. Maybe some of you have seen it. Well, it tells you how to escape or get out of almost any situation. And I thought it'd be worth checking how good we'd all fare in a worst case scenario. So I'm going to read out a scenario, and then there'll be two options of how to respond. And you've got to stand up for the one that you think is right, okay? Adults can join in, by the way. So scenario one is, we should see it here, how to escape from a riot. Things go very bad, you're in a riot, how do you escape? Okay, we'll have two options, and then we'll stand up. Option A, you remain indoors if possible, or else walk away calmly. Okay, how to escape from riot. Or option B, grab a bandana, some wooden sticks, and try to blend in, yelling, come on, if you think you're hard enough. Okay, who thinks option A, stay inside if possible or walk away calmly, is the right answer? Stand up if you think option A is the right answer. Okay, everyone sit down and stand up if you think option B is the right answer. A few people are... I'm afraid to say, for those of you who went for option B, you were wrong. The right answer was option A. Remain indoors if possible or walk away calmly. Okay, scenario number two. Here we go. Let's see what this is. You're on a runaway camel. You're on a camel ride and it starts to run away madly. Okay, two options again. Option A, hit it on the head to confuse it and to slow it down. Okay, option A. Option B, don't pull hard on the reins, but pull gently to one side and wait for the camel to stop. Okay, stand up for option A, hit it on the head to confuse it. Some of you are quite violent. Take a seat. The RSPCA are at the door. Option B, don't pull hard on the reins, pull gently to one side and wait for it to stop. Well done, you can sit down. The right answer was, of course, option B. And finally, scenario number three. This is a slightly harder one. How to avoid being kidnapped by aliens. Okay, these are all in the book. Worst case scenario. How to avoid being kidnapped by aliens. Option A, don't panic if they catch you, but control your thoughts, think of white light, and go for their eyes if they have any. Option B, wrap tin foil around your head and pretend you're a duck. Okay. These are from the book. I didn't make this up. Stand up. Option A. Don't panic. Think of white light. Go for their eyes. Stand up if you think option A is the right answer. Some of you, a bit more caution. Okay. Sit down. Option. Stand up for option B. Wrap tin foil around your head and pretend you're a duck. Well, you can all sit down. Option A was the right answer. Now, this book is a good laugh. But funnily, it never tells you that you can't get out of a situation on your own. It tells us how to get out of loads of scenarios. But there is one problem that it doesn't tell us how to get out of. One problem that we're all in. One problem that is the most serious and that on our own we can't get out of. And the Bible calls this sin. The Bible tells us that sin is our root problem and is our true worst case scenario. So Jesus means the Lord saves. And his job description is to save people from their sins. When we speak of sin, we often think of murderers, thieves, and traffic wardens. But sin isn't so much what I do, but it's my attitude to God. It's my rebellion against God's right to rule my life totally and completely. You see, sin is always personal. He will save his people from their sins. We need saving from sin, not just because it messes up our lives, which it does, Not just because it messes up other people's lives, which it does, but because it separates us from God and makes him angry with us. That's why we need saving from sin. And the great news of Christmas is that Jesus came to save people from their sins. Jesus did loads of amazing things. He was a great teacher and set us the best example of how to live and to treat each other. But the purpose of his life was to save people from their sins. And that's why Matthew goes on to tell us how Jesus died on a cross that first Easter. He died to save us. So, Jesus is God for us. But did you notice that he has another name down in verse 23? And that's Emmanuel. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is God come to earth. Now, God created everything and rules over everything. So, let's see if I've got these in the right order. That means that God is the one who created the sun. You can take these. The sun, he created the moon. What else did he create? He created, what's that? Stars, he created the stars. He created whales, big animals. He created big animals. And he created trees, the oak tree and forests. And what else did he create? He created elephants. There we go. And he created, anyone know what that is? A centipede. Yeah, little creatures like centipedes. And he created other things like lily pads and ladybirds. And God is in control over everything. So he's in control over what? The weather. He's in control over the weather, the wind, rain, snow, and anything else like that. He rules over all of us as well. So what else does he rule over and have control over? Our body, yep, so over every beat of our heart and every breath of our lungs. God is in control. He's in control over nations and governments, and he's in control over our friends and our families and over us. Over every soul that has ever lived or will live. And you know what happened on that first Christmas? God came to earth in the person of Jesus. God came from outside of time and space to earth in Jesus. Even as a little tiny baby, Jesus was fully God. 9 months ago, my wife and I found out that we were going to have a baby. But for the next 8.5 months, I had very little to do with looking after him. However, at 5 minutes to midnight, on the 2nd of December, little Caleb landed on my lap almost immediately. Here he is now. So here he is. You can see if he behaves himself. So there he is. Suddenly, as soon as Caleb landed on my lap, I had loads of responsibilities. I had to make sure he didn't get too hot or too cold. I had to make sure that he didn't get hungry. I had to make sure that his nappies got changed. And that's what I'm still working on. And it's a little bit like that with the first Christmas. The creator God of the universe, the one who made you and me, came down to earth as a little baby. Suddenly, God is with us, and we have a responsibility. What are we going to make of Jesus? The choice is the same now as it was then. Either we reject him, or we trust in him as God and our rescuer. I'm going to hand Caleb back now. He's done very well. There we go. Thank you. But you might be sitting there thinking, what if God doesn't exist? I don't know. How can I be sure? Well, in the same way that I couldn't work out what Caleb is going to look like from this picture of the scan, so we can't fully work out what Jesus is like until he grew up. Jesus is fully 100% God and his life backs this up. Perhaps you're a grown-up here thinking that we can't really know if God exists. Then these words we're looking at today about that first Christmas say, think again. If you want to know if God exists, then look to Jesus. Jesus walked on water, healed the lame, cured the sick, raised the dead, fed thousands with a packed lunch. And most amazingly, he died and rose again 3 days later. He did everything we would expect God on earth to do. On that first Christmas, God came down to earth in the person of Jesus Christ to save people from their sins. Jesus is God for us, and Jesus is God with us. So how should we respond? Well, John the Baptist tells people how to respond a couple of chapters later, and he tells people to repent. And that just means to do a U-turn. We turn back to God from going our own way. We trust him to save us, and we follow him. Perhaps we want to find out more. Then the best place to start is with Jesus. Get to know him better by reading about him in the Bible. There are courses such as the Christianity Explored course, advertised on the song sheet, which help people to find out more about Jesus. Well, as we close, let's remember how amazing Christmas is. Not because of all the presents and snow and food, but because Jesus is God for us and Jesus is God with us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that on that first Christmas you sent Jesus down to earth to save his people from their sins. Please help us to realise how amazing that is. We also thank you that if we want to know what you are like, we can look to Jesus. Please help us to remember that Jesus is God with us, and we pray this in his name. Amen.